8. A vision of recovery. A feeble prayer forged a lasting connection with a higher power for this Mi'kmaq Indian.
I thought I was different because I'm an Indian. I heard that statement from many natives at my early AA meetings. I would only shrug and say to myself, "You think you're different? What about me? I'm a red-headed Indian." I grew up on a reservation in Canada. As a young fellow, I was a proud Mi'kmaq Indian. My family had a reputation. They were hard drinkers, violent and tough, and I was proud of this. I was told that my grandfather had been the chief of our band, but he had to step down because he went to jail for shooting a man. Jail was almost a badge of honor in my family, or so it seemed to me. As a small boy, I remember standing on top of a case of beer, there were always lots around the house, saying to myself, "In a few years, I will be this tall." There were times, though, when I witnessed my father's rages, and I was full of fear. I swore that I would not be like him, but I didn't see that alcohol and the rages were related. I always thought I was different. On many occasions, I wished I had black hair like my friends. Mi'kmaq was the language in our home, but I would not speak it. All my family spoke Mi'kmaq, but when they